This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. January 21st marks the one-year anniversary of the United States Supreme Court decision in the Citizens United case. And for those who don't know, the case basically enshrined the notion that a corporation is legally a person and should be afforded many of the same rights. And that includes the right to spend as much money as it wants to influence elections. So, for instance, when Stephen Colbert of the Colbert Report arranged to have a super PAC created to support his bid for president, that newly born organization produced this.
Corporations, America's greatest institution. They built this country one job at a time. Mitt Romney says he's for corporations.
Corporations are people, my friend.
But Mitt Romney has a secret. As head of Bain Capital, he bought companies, carved them up, and got rid of what he couldn't use. If Mitt Romney really believes...
corporations are people, my friend.
Then Mitt Romney is a serial killer. He's Mitt the Ripper. If you believe corporations are people, do your duty and protect them. On Saturday, January 21st, stop Mitt the Ripper before he kills again. Americans for a Better Tomorrow Tomorrow are responsible for the content of this advertising.
There you go. That, my friends, is protected speech. And a group called Move to Amend is trying to challenge all this. It's created an amendment in opposition to the Citizens United decision. People and groups around the country are signing on. As part of this, Move to Amend has put together an Occupy the Courts protest. It's going to happen outside federal courthouses around the country on January 20th, this Friday. Members of local Occupy movements in Raleigh, Chapel Hill, and Durham are participating, and they will occupy the Federal District Court building in downtown Raleigh on Friday. Heather Epps is here. She's a member of Occupy Chapel Hill and coordinator of the local Occupy the Courts protest, and she's going to help us find out a little more about it. Heather, welcome. Good day to
you. Thank you very much.
So what is going to happen this Friday?
This Friday, there's going to be an incredible coming together, banding together of a number of organizations in the area. It's the Triangle Occupies, which includes Durham and Raleigh, are really starting to coordinate with each other in a way that we haven't yet. So they're really, it's not just me coordinating. I have a lot of help, but we have pulled in people from Move to Amend, from the Committee Against Corporate Personhood, from AFL-CIO, Democracy North Carolina, and the list goes on. And so it kind of exploded in this really excited group effort. And we're up now to a minimum of 50 people showing up and street theater and music.
And exactly what's it going to look like? You're going to ring the court? You're going to be in courtroom seats? Will court the court be able to operate that day?
We're going to let the court operate, but we really are concerned with both visibility for the issue, and also we have a number of pamphlets and items to hand out in terms of education, because I still think that people are really not sure. Corporate personhood sounds bad, but they don't have a list of this is how this affects you. You know, they need that bullet list.
And how does it affect you?
It actually infringes on a number of citizens' rights, which, I mean, I suppose the easiest thing to go to would be to look at election reform and the ways that corporate personhood allows the money flow to go towards politics in a way that benefits citizens, not at all, pretty much.
Well, you know, technically, and I have to say this, that the decision really found that people make up corporations, that corporations are assemblages first of capital, and that is their first priority, to return investment. But they're also made up of people, and so people have the right to assemble, in the same way the Occupy movement does,
yes,
to form a group and to get leverage, the leverage that a number of people bring to an issue, and that this is an American issue. And so really, it's not saying corporations are people. They're saying people assembled in corporations have the right to speak, and they use money to do that.
They do, and but I think the manner in which they indicate people within those corporations can speak is a little bit disingenuous, in that it's not really those people speaking. It is the corporation speaking for its own benefit and for the benefit of others that, again, the people within that corporation may not even benefit from. And so it's sort of a facile definition, I feel like, of what they're claiming the personhood actually plays out as.
And the interesting thing, of course, is that a corporation is chartered and its first priority must be return on investment and not anything to do with human well-being.
Right.
It doesn't have to do that. And in fact, when those two conflict, legally, the corporation and its officers must find and act in favor of return on investment. That is money and capital and not the individual.
That's right.
And that's a fundamental difference, I guess.
Oh, definitely. It's not really concerned with the citizenry. It's concerned with the success of the corporation, which is a personal gain.
So what does the amendment do, the move to amend amendment? How does that language work?
It's actually very simple, and you can look at a number of amendments that congressmen have already brought in. Bernie Sanders is a very clear one, which just lays out the reasons that corporate personhood is a little bit of a farce, and then also addresses the idea that money cannot produce speech in a way that a citizen can. And the amendments for most cases, including the ones that are coming up in the city councils across the country, where it's to all intents and purposes ratified by that city in that area, there's some very straightforward language about the fact that that does infringe on citizen rights and rewriting, just repealing a lot of those privileges that corporations have been given and the way that politicians are going to benefit from it.
So this would happen at the municipal level. We're getting cities to essentially adopt this amendment. Now, there's been a Supreme Court decision, and it's pointing to the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. So legally and practically, will it have much of an effect if these cities approve these amendments?
At this point, I think the move to amend movement sort of sweeping the nation with these city councils and county groups even ratifying, in a sense, you know, ratifying in quotes, this these statements is really a very interesting demonstration that is trying to say very loudly to the government, I know you said that, but we're saying this. And it's a big no. And it's very difficult for the government to ignore these sort of things. And it's difficult for the public, too. If you go to the Move to Amend website, the list that they're keeping a tally of for the cities passing these things is enormous at this point. And we're talking large cities. I mean, New York LA did it. You know, it's
tell us about Move to Amend. What do you know about that organization?
I just joined Move to Amend, which is how I sort of decided I was going to work on the direct action for Occupy the Courts. And this, again, is a multi-organization. So you, again, have Committee Against Corporate Personhood and various democratic political entities. But also you'll see, and even on UNC Chapel Hill, some of the students are showing up for that, environmental groups, because really you can't separate out all of these issues. And so they're present, too. Including the Triangle occupations. So it's, again, a multi-effort that I think it's new enough that, again, it's sort of figuring out how to streamline, how to keep the communication open across the nation. And at the moment, though, I really think the focus is on this amendment issue, and a lot of the energy is going into that. And then I think, much like Occupy, it'll be, okay, now we're going to do, what are we going to do next?
Well, I was going to ask you, as we try to figure out the character and direction of the occupation movements around the country, does this mean that Occupy movements have now focused on this issue, or that they are simply available for issues like this and have decided to coalesce around this one for now?
It is definitely a matter of support. And we actually, in Chapel Hill Carborough, just had a discussion about the MLK march that was put on by the NAACP in Chapel Hill and made it very clear that we want to be there. We want to wear T-shirts. We want our signs. But it is not our event. It is the NAACP's event. So we are finding the events that are personally important to us across the board. You know, different people are going to focus on different things, and making our presence known, but also making it clear we're not running all of these things. We have the things we're spearheading, and then we also just really want to show support for a lot of different efforts and really work on the idea, getting across the idea that they are all connected. We tend to sort of atomize, and this group focuses on this and this group, and Occupy wants to show that it's kind of a matrix. All of this stuff works together.
It seems to me that's one way to explain the movement, the amorphous nature, the seemingly amorphous mm-hmm. nature of the Occupy movement itself, is that it is something that is available to various issues when it becomes obvious that this is the right time to move, but not an organization that is particularly aimed at one or another issue, but simply an assemblage of people, a kind of corporation, although with people at the heart rather than because I'm sure the bottom line, I don't know what your budget looks like, but I'm guessing it's kind of small.
It really varies from city to city. Ours, for the sorts of things we've been doing in a small area, Chapel Hill, Carborough, we've been doing quite well, and one of the great things is that we don't just get money. We have had incredible donations of food and materials, tents, bikes. Some guy came by one day, here's 3 bikes, you know. And we really get that kind of support as well as monetary donations and do quite well with that.
What do you expect the follow-up to be from Friday's protest? What happens
after
everybody goes home?
Court.
Yeah. In terms of this particular, I'm talking now about this particular issue, Citizens
right.
United.
Right. I think it'll be a continued connection with Move to Amend and sort of following. I think occupiers will follow their lead on this. And I think we've already, one of the things that we did to participate is push both at the Chapel Hill City Council and then just last night at the Carborough City Council with the presentation of, here's the amendment we think you guys should approve. And both of them did. So I think things will happen on a community level in a lot of ways as far as Move to Amend's work.
Heather, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Heather Epps is a member of Occupy Chapel Hill, helped to coordinate the local Occupy the Courts protest coming up this Friday. You can learn more about Occupy the Courts if you go to movetoamend.org. Coming up on the State of Things, ghost stories in North Carolina. State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.